This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Tuesday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 325 and a half, down 4 3/4. March corn, 338 and a quarter, down 4 1/2. May corn, 346 and 3/4, down 4 1/2. November soybeans, 936 and a quarter, down 2. January soybeans, 943 3/4, down 2. March soybeans, 951, down 1 1/4. December wheat, 476, down 3/4. March wheat, 488 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May wheat, 496 and 3/4, down 2 1/4. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. I'm Bob Reese, and this is Tuesday's report of the grain prices and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were lower on Tuesday afternoon. With favorable weather for maturing crops and aiding harvest, prices made new contract lows. In the northern and western part of the state, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 4 to 5 cents lower at 260 to 296. Soybean bids were mostly 2 cents weaker at 889 to 911. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids down 6 to 12 cents at 283 to 298. Soybean bids mostly 2 cents lower at 901 to 923. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were mostly 3 to 5 cents lower at 272 to 326. Soybeans were mixed at $9 to 936. Wheat bids were 1 to 3 cents lower at 322 to 406. And now the Illinois Soybean Processors Cash Soybean bids dropped 2 to 22 cents at 916 to 966. The basis was steady to 20 lower at 20 under to 30 over the November. High priced soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at 477.10 to 506.10 per ton, and that's 1330 to 3330 lower, with the basis down 11 to 31 at 160 to 189 over the October. Illinois corn processors cash corn bids were 5 to 7 cents lower at $3 to 311, with the basis steady to 2 lower at 15 to 25 under the December. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted their producer corn bids 7 to 10 cents lower at 272 to 296, with the basis 2 to 5 weaker at 30 to 54 under the December. Soybeans ended down 3 to 6 cents at 914 to 926, and the basis down 1 to 4 at 10 to 22 under the November. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at $3 to 301, and soybeans were steady with quotations of 938 to 959. Soft wheat closed 1 to 26 cents lower at 326 to 371, and Milo ended the day 4 to 5 cents weaker at 305 to 306. Now on to contract bids to producers for January delivery. Corn in the northern and western part of the state ranged from 283 to 319, and soybeans 913 to 942. In the central part of the state, corn ranged from 294 to 321, and soybeans 912 to 958. In the southern part of the state, corn was 308 to 338, and soybeans were 934 to 968. That concludes our report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. October live cattle, 155.45, down 5 cents. December live cattle, 158.72, up 7 cents. February live cattle, 159.90, down 70 cents. September feeder cattle, 230.90, up 60 cents. October feeder cattle, 230.15, up 87 cents. November feeder cattle, 228.52, up $1.10. October lean hogs, 107.87, up 57 cents. December lean hogs, 95.25 down 45 cents. February lean hogs, 91.05 down 80 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Tuesday the 23rd's afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 29 cents higher in the range of 95 to 107.75, with a weighted average carcass price of 103.41. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading mixed. Light sows traded higher and heavy sows traded lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 47 to 51, 4 to 5 weights 49 to 55, 5 to 6 weights 53 to 57, and 6 weights and up 54 to 58. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 67 to 73. Receipts for Illinois hogs totaled 12,404 head. And from the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established, with 402 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $116.83, and that was $1.23 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $239.17, that was $3.85 lower, and select carcasses, $227.29, that was $1.18 lower. Now on to the opening report from the Shelbyville Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 378 head, starting with the choice slaughter steers. They were 154 to 150, 159, select and choice 148 to 153.75. Choice slaughter Holstein steers, 145.50 to 154, and choice slaughter heifers, 155 to 159. Select and choice heifers were 152. Now for the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 115,000 last week and 122,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 421,000, that compared to 417,000 last week and 434,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. September corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.94. October corn delivered to Greenfield, $2.86. September corn delivered to Scottville, $2.94. October corn delivered to Scottville, $2.86. September beans delivered to Greenfield, $9.15. October beans delivered to Greenfield, $9. September beans delivered to Scottville, $9.15. October beans delivered to Scottville, $9. September wheat delivered to Scottville, $3.49. Once again, their pre-opening prices are corn at Greenfield and Scottville is $2.94. Beans at Greenfield and Scottville are $9.15. And wheat at Scottville is $3.49. That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two, coming up after this.
Part one of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by Farm Credit Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield. It's coming up on 20 minutes after 6 on this Wednesday morning. Color radar showing no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs, and by Stein Seed Regional Sales Agronomist Gary Niemeyer.
At Stein, we are continually inspired to provide growers with the industry's highest yielding seed. That's why every decision we make is driven by performance. Hi, I'm Myron Stein, and our performance success continues with Stein HB Corn, geared for higher population, higher performance, and higher yields. Stein HB Corn gives you a whole new edge.
For maximum performance this season, choose Stein HB Corn. Visit steinseed.com/HP or contact your local Stein Seed. dealer today.
Taking off a large crop this fall? Use your yield monitor to put back just the nutrients you used. Talk to M&M Service about their precision farming programs and decision-making tools. M&M Service will provide you with the latest innovations of precision farming technology, and with their expert analysis and recommendations, you'll find the process of decision-making a whole lot easier. Discover how M&M can apply precision farming technologies to your operation. Contact M&M Service Company today to find out why they're your partner to a better future. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Sunny skies across mid-Illinois for your Wednesday. High temperatures in the upper 70s with light and variable winds. Tonight, mostly clear. Low temperatures in the low 50s. For tomorrow, Thursday, sunny skies, highs in the upper 70s. Your extended forecast for Friday through Sunday, partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the upper 50s. High temperatures in the upper 70s. Right now at the Weather Center, the winds are calm, the barometric pressure is steady, partly cloudy skies, 46 degrees on this Wednesday morning. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Yeah, it's early, but the old man is plotting his annual dump of snow and ice. Nothing conquers winter better than the John Deere X700 Signature Series tractor. Right now, get 0% for 5 years. Plus, supersize your John Deere deal with snow blades or snow throwers. Talk about bundling. Offer ends 10/31/2014. Some restrictions apply. See any of Sloan's 19 Wisconsin and Illinois locations for details. Online at Sloan's.com and Facebook.
Powered up with Sloan's.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you this morning by CHS Shipman, farmer-owned with global connections, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by the CNB Bank and Trust, now with 13 locations to serve you. We'll rejoin WSMI Farm Director Angela Besh next.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau District 14 Young Leader Representative. Can't wait to check the markets. By joining Montgomery County Farm Bureau, you can receive the weekly Farm Week newspaper free. You'll love the charts in the back. How about the free Farm Week market information? You can also receive the latest updates about the markets on your cell phone. Get AgriVisor free online, plus listen to the free RFD radio network and podcast. Brought to you by Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value.
At CHS Shipman, our owners are the center of everything we do. It's their dream, their vision, their hopes for the future that drives us forward. Our goal is to create value for our owners long term. We call it relevance. How do we stay relevant? Invest in growth on their behalf, stay financially strong, turn profits back to them, and add value through local experts and global connections. This is how we help our owners grow, all 600,000 of them. This is Aaron with CHS Shipman, and that's what's really going on in the country.
Trust in a bank develops over time, not in a few months or years, but over decades, and in some cases, centuries. CNB Bank and Trust roots go back to the mid-19th century with the founding of a bank in Carrollton in 1854. Records show this to be the oldest continuously active bank headquartered in Illinois. CNB Bank and Trust is proud to be celebrating 160 years this September. CNB Bank and Trust, member FDIC and Illinois' oldest bank, established in 1854, now with 13 locations to better serve you.
For a look at this week's grain markets, I spoke with market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman.
Well, corn and soybean prices continue to erode lower, and sometimes they're kind of in a free fall rather than just eroding lower. And that's because the funds are basically starting to realize the size of the crops. And we're seeing basis tumble, especially for soybeans, but corn basis is starting to erode lower as well. The yields have been variable to some extent, but for the most part, they're nothing short of remarkable. We have seen some areas where adverse weather had shown its impact, but even there, farmers have largely been surprised at how well the yields have done. And so I think the trade is basically figuring in pricing in expectations that USDA's October 10th crop report is going to see a significant increase in both corn and soybean yields once again.
This increase that is expected from the October crop report is doing nothing to help prices, as in some areas, the price of corn is falling to half the production cost.
Yeah, and as you go into the northern plains where rail has been a problem, and they still have bins full of last year's corn crop because they were never able to rail it out, you're looking at new crop corn bids right above $2. So it's very painful for the producers to see how low prices have become, obviously well below, in many cases, maybe half of what the cost of production is. So very painful for them, but at least we have the good yields, and I think given a choice, they'd rather have high yields and low prices rather than high prices but nothing to sell.
There is another problem this year besides the price of the crop, the concern of getting it all harvested before winter weather sets in. Suderman says this is the price we pay for having a mild growing season.
We've been able to avoid any freeze damage for the most part, a little bit of frost in that did a little damage in northwestern Midwest, but overall we've been able to avoid that. So fortunately we've had the longer growing season, but still haven't had the type of drying weather we'd like to be able to see to pull moisture out of the crop. And you put that together with the fact that the stock health is not real good for this corn crop in many areas. So farmers anxious to get it out of the field. So we've had a lot of corn that was picked wet, and so that's using a lot of drying fuel. In fact, we've had some elevators close down over the weekend just to try to catch up with the corn they already had that needed to be dried.
While corn prices are doing a nosedive, Suderman says the only thing preventing soybeans from following suit is a high demand. But with a bumper crop expected for soybeans, Suderman says the price may drop as combines hit the bean fields.
The redeeming news, I guess, for soybeans is that the demand is red hot and strong. And I think as soon as we get enough of the soybeans in, we're already seeing as harvest picks up, and we're only a few percentage points into the harvest thus far. But we're already seeing exports pick up at an impressive pace, and I think we're going to be very impressed with the strength of export demand as well as crush demand as we go through the fall. The problem is the crop is even overwhelming that, and so right now traders continuing to push prices lower. Yes, demand is strong, supply is even bigger, and the trade is anticipating a record crop out of South America. That may be as much as 8 to 10% above last year's crop as well. So at least we got the demand, and that hopefully will help us with the basis as we go forward.
Again, that was market analyst for Water Street Solutions, Arlen Suderman. Last year, in 2013, it cost Central Illinois farmers more than $600 in non-land costs to produce an acre of corn. This year, that number is expected to be about $580 an acre. This is because fertilizer was cheaper to buy this year than last year. However, as you look forward to 2015, University of Illinois ag economist Gary Schnittke says he does not expect the non-land cost of production decline to continue.
Fertilizer is steady right now, and there's some thought that transportation issues may keep fertilizer prices at their current to maybe higher levels. Seed cost, a couple major companies released their prices and they're not lower, so we're not looking for seed cost to come down. Depreciation will likely come down because farmers are purchasing less machinery, but it's going to be a $4 to $5 cost decline, not a substantially large number. And pesticides, it's hard to see those coming down because of weed resistance issues, so we're probably going to be looking at more costly and variety of herbicide treatments, not less. So moving in 2015, it's hard to see costs coming down more from their current levels.
This is a problem farmers across the Corn Belt will encounter. Schnittke says revenues have come down a lot on the farm, and costs have come down what he colloquially terms as a tad.
And then they appear to be stabilizing right now at a tad lower but still very high level. So that puts all of the burden on lower cost of either reducing the farmer return or reducing the cash rent if they're renting the land. And both of those, you know, the landowners don't want to see their cash rents or their returns decline, and neither do farmers. So that's sort of a collision course there. But overall, again, we don't, you know, non-land costs aren't going to come down appreciably until we see seed prices coming down and fertilizer prices coming down, because those are the two big costs out there.
The one place declines could come, and this isn't likely until next spring, is the price of nitrogen. Should farmers decide to plant fewer corn acres, demand for nitrogen would slack and the price might come down. The Illinois-Indiana Bison Association is, as President Matt Reuter describes, a fledgling organization.
Yeah, we just formed back in March of 2014. We have been busy trying to get our feet on the ground and establish ourselves in the agricultural communities in Indiana and Illinois. We've been busy this past couple months with trying to build up our membership, develop some interest, start reaching out to the states as well as other organizations and try to really network with them and promote the bison industry and bison producers and help them out in the two states.
But this new association is already making big plans. Registration is now open for the Illinois-Indiana Bison Symposium that will be taking place this November at Brookfield Zoo.
Yeah, that's right. We're going to have the Midwest Bison Symposium. This is what's going to be hopefully a regular event, if not annually, then every other year or so. It's going to be hosted with the Chicago Zoological Society up in Brookfield, the Brookfield Zoo. Basically a day-and-a-half symposium that's going to go over just the basics of bison rearing and bison production in the bison industry. So we'll have the first day is going to be on Thursday, November 20th. And it's going to be kind of a welcome and then a discussion on entry into the market and raising and producing bison. Then we'll have a social reception that evening. And then Friday, November 21st, we're having our opening introduction by the zoo director. And then we'll talk about such things as health and nutrition. We'll have animal containment and bison social behavior. We'll learn about herd dynamics. We'll have a behind-the-scenes tour with the zoo's holding facility there. They'll be demonstrating trailer training as well as some of the other activities and trainings that they do with their animals. Then we'll have breakout sessions and we'll talk about a range of issues such as pasture management, farmers markets, and challenges for small producers.
Bison growers find themselves in an interesting situation choosing to raise bison for meat because, as Reuter says, they are still wild animals.
Right. They're very much still wild animals. Handling them poses some difficult challenges because they are not domesticated. They're not your typical cattle. They are a great animal. You know, they're native to this country in North America. They've worked with the plains and they've worked with the prairies. And, yeah, it's something people just kind of like to see as well as to eat and to use in the market. Our association is not merely just for the market side. You know, we also promote the preservation of the animal as well. We want to make sure that we maintain that kind of relationship with the prairie and our animals are kept healthy and whatnot. So there is that element to our association as well.
Reuter is hoping a team-up with the Chicago Zoological Society will be very beneficial to bison producers.
Oh, absolutely. I think anyone that raises bison is going to be interested or has an interest in raising bison is going to be interested in learning more about kind of the animal, you know, from the behavior to the animal, behavior of the animal to the health requirements, the nutritional requirements. And then for those that market the animal, marketing and the meat and the preparation and things associated with that.
Reuter shared some information for those interested in registering for the November symposium.
So we have a website. It's the IllinoisIndianaBison.org, www.IllinoisIndianaBison.org, one word. And you can register on the symposium that way, or you could give us a call at 812-461-8063 or email us at info@IllinoisIndianaBison.org. So we've got a variety of ways to get in touch with us.
Again, the Illinois-Indiana Bison Symposium will be November 20th through the 21st at the Brookfield Zoo just outside of Chicago. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.